folks, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening with your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I'd really kind of be curious to get your input on that scenario I put together. We all know something happened, okay, because Donald Trump is doing the lackadaisical shuffle now. But at any rate, let me continue with this. You know, I've given you all of this, and I've given you the scenarios, and I've given you the evident reasons why this is going on and so forth. But the big question is, qui bono, who benefits by this? Well, certainly not Assad. I mean, gassing his own people would be tantamount to committing Harry Caray after knowing you were going to win the war. That would be stupid. It makes no sense. And what, another thing that insults me, and I don't know if it insults you as well, but for them to come out and say that, they really think we're stupid. And there's some people out there, you know, there's no cure for stupid. There's some people out there that they're right. They are stupid or willfully ignorant. That's another thing that irritates me.
I don't want to know. Okay, I know there's a lot of bad stuff going on, but I don't want to know. I'd rather stick my head right back here on the ground and pretend everything's okay. And hopefully everything will be okay, at least until I'm gone, and then my children, my grandchildren can, you know, pay for it.
Wrong attitude to have, because if everybody has an attitude like that, we're not going to get anything done. Anyway. Again, I'm going to repeat this because I wrote this and I think it's funny. Gassing his own people would be tantamount to committing Harry Caray after knowing you were going to win the war. Makes no sense. Russia doesn't benefit. They do not want a war, but they are loyal to their allies in Syria. And think about it. Wouldn't you be? You know, primarily the reason they're allied with Syria is to protect that Silk Road from their own economic strangulation, which is what the United States and Europe are trying to do. They're only protecting their people and their own country, for crying out loud. So the question comes, who does benefit? Well, the United States benefits. Do you know why? It keeps the lid on the deep, dark secret of which most Americans are totally unaware. The Federal Reserve is not federal. It's as federal as Federal Express. The notes they have in their pocket are fiat notes and have no intrinsic value. Thank you, Richard Nixon. And the public wish to maintain their unawareness, or they wish to obtain the public unawareness of the eventual bail-in just a bit longer. I have mentioned bail-in a time or two to people. I mentioned it to this friend of mine the other day. And I wasn't sure whether his eyes glazed over or whether there was a fire lit, you know, in his pupils. I wasn't quite sure because he had this look on his face of total astonishment, you know? And if you think about it, you know, the problem is that statement causes so much disbelief. People can't fathom that their government would be that benevolent. And what they don't understand is the government is what allowed this to happen to begin with. And when they look at, and I've tried to explain this to them, when you look on your little dollar bill and you see Federal Reserve note, what is a note? Well, it's a debt. Yes, you signed a note when you signed your mortgage. It's a note. It's a debt. Has to be paid back. So all of those little Federal Reserve notes that are in your bank account, in your IRAs, and in your pocket, and in your safe, and wherever it is, they don't belong to you. They belong to them. So doing a bail-in is totally legal. And from what I understand, they already have the legislation for it. So why do you think that, you know, all these gold and silver dealers were out there? Why do you, you know, why are they constantly pounding us to read their newsletters and buy their gold? That's why. I'm sorry, I'm going off on a tangent here again. Let me get back to this. Okay, so they don't want the public aware because they want to maintain their unawareness of the eventual bail-in just a little bit longer. Well, the banksters, of course, to keep their pyramid scheme going with their fiat money scam, prolong a war which fills their coffers of not only the bankers, but these war hawks, you know, with their stock portfolios, deeply invested in defense contracting stocks with insider knowledge, insider trading knowledge. That's how these politicians and military leaders get rich. All of them know You know, oh, there was a no-bid contract that was just made for $5 billion to Raytheon to build missiles. It's going to happen tomorrow. Oh, great, let's put $1 million in there, and we'll wind up with $5 million in 2 weeks. That's how they do it, folks. We don't have access to that. Ask yourself another question. Is that why people run for political office? Are they privy? Do they know that's what's going on? Pretty sad reason to run. Because if you're just getting on a pulpit or getting behind a pulpit to fool people into thinking you're going to do something for them, and then you get in there, and a prime example is Donald Trump. Now, he's trying to do some good things domestically. But I have some serious concerns about this foreign policy deal going on, especially when he turned everything over to the military. But this latest thing, which I'm going to get into, next break I'm going to take a look at this. Again, this flip-flopping on the climate change deal, that's a serious issue because that was on his platform, folks, and he told them that he thought it was a waste of money to put any more money into this, and if he flip-flops on that, okay, I'm done. Anyway, yeah, so the banksters, they profit off of this because they make money either way. They prolong their money scam. They maintain control of the fiat money, okay, which is what they're trying to do. But guess who else benefits by this? I'll give you three guesses. Israel. Well, of course, you don't think we're going to do anything that Israel wouldn't benefit from, do you? They would benefit hugely from utilizing their plan for the Odin-Yainan expansion and eventual control of half of Syria. Now, there are other likely countries that would benefit too, but in this writing, I find it unnecessary to pursue it further, but you get the picture, okay? And for anybody who hasn't, you know, taking a look at this Odin-Yainan project, it is the greater expansion of Iran. I mean, what's the fellow's name that came on John's show? I can't remember. Robert something. He has a show on this network. But he mentioned it. And you know, that's the first guy that I can recall that I've even heard mention it on this show or on this network. I might be wrong. I don't know. Anyway, the Odin-Yainan project is the greater expansion of Israel, of which is going to engulf half of Syria. So, and they're already talking about a buffer zone, you know, that they want a protection mechanism of a buffer zone, which includes half of Syria. So that's, they, you know, we do that, and we've already given them what they want out of the Odin-Yainan project, or for their Odin-Yainan project. Anyway, I'm ranting here a little bit. I think, if I'm correct, yes, Pat in Arkansas, you're on with Michael. How are you?
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me okay?
You're coming in not quite as loud as I'd like, but I can hear you. Go ahead.
I won't keep you for just a moment. I just sent you an email, and it is entitled Nixon, Rockefeller, Tariffs, Big Oil, and Watergate Setup. Nixon was innocent of Watergate. That was a setup.
Mm-hmm.
You have to read it to understand why. He always obeyed his handlers in the U.N., and he made a big mistake that cost him that. He started imposing tariffs on goods that were coming in to protect the American consumer and worker. So I just sent you the email, but that's a very misunderstood thing. We're still rather believing the cover story. And
I'm glad you sent that to me. And by the way, I want to thank you personally because, as you know, I've used a number of these things that you have sent me, and I've put shows together. And I'm so busy right now that it's been a great help to me. So I thank you much for that. But
I learned a lot. But there was a movie made with Sean Penn in it, and the name of the movie was The Falcon and the Snowman. And this is about two young choir boys who got entangled in the CIA and FBI type thing, and it happened during the Nixon era. It's rather interesting.
Okay,
and it is a true story, The Falcon and the Snowman.
I'll look that up on YouTube, but yeah, I'll go in during the break and take a look at the email. But this isn't the first time I've heard that Nixon was set up, so that just reiterates what I've already heard. But okay, anything else you have to add, Pat?
Yeah, he always obeyed. Well, according to this article, the Rockefeller family owned him, and he really didn't have a whole lot of choice. I don't think he really knew that he was crossing them when he imposed the tariffs. Big Oil didn't like that. I'll let you go. I don't want to take up more of your time.
Well, you know, there's parallels there because it's beginning to look like Trump's being owned as well. I hope not, but it's starting to look that way. All right, Pat, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. Okay, let's go to Reb in Colorado. Reb, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. How you doing?
This is Reb from Bubba Scout Reb, three witnesses at the top of the government, USA. And we heard about them people who took over that federal building over in Oregon. And if they said the government stole their land, we believe them. Is that, that's what they're saying, that the government stole their land?
Are you talking about something that happened recently here, Reb?
Yeah, they had a trial. They just said on that these men took over the federal center a long time ago. They're just having a trial, and the government's convicting them of taking over federal.
Oh, right. Okay, so wait a minute. Are you saying the trial, has the jury come back with the verdict?
Oh, it's a done deal. This is all screwed up. They're going to get...
No, I'm familiar with that, Reb. I'm asking you if you have heard, because I haven't heard that the jury has come back with a verdict yet.
No, I haven't heard that for a... But the enemy lies so much, these broadcasters, we'll never know the truth. And, for example, we don't disagree with people who own something that's stolen from them, and they want to take action. What we're saying is, you got to do it right. And we're on the side of the law. See, what Americans don't understand is, when we're ranting and raving here in Colorado, that this is a dope hellhole, it's a Woodstock freak show, and we put it all over the Internet, and we're federal witnesses. We're on the side of the United States of America's law. That's why we say we're for the Pentagon. They don't like it. We got ourselves on the side of the law. When we're going to move in here, everyone's the enemy who's against us. You get it? What they did, they were right, and we agree with them, but they're not. They're being tried for something that was against the law. Whereas,
trust me, Reb, I'm totally familiar with it. I know what's going on there. And yes, they're trying to railroad these people. But what we here at RBN are waiting on now is we're waiting on the verdict to come in, because John did a report on this just the other day that I think the witnesses for the defense got 15 minutes and the federal agents got 5 weeks worth of testimony. So yes,
I believe you. It's all rigged. We know that.
Trust me, I know that, my friend. I know it's rigged.
You got to hear this.
I'm just hoping that the jury doesn't buy it, okay? I'm hoping the jury can see through it. That's all. You know,
they'll have some punishment. But I'm telling you, I know what's going to happen. They're going to have punishment. But the problem is, we're on the side of the law, and they're telling the public nothing because we're on the side of the law. When you're on the side of the law, you're not going to get attention. We're not upstarts. We're not... We hate revolutions. We want them crushed. We're the opposite. What we're saying is, we did a number on them they didn't see coming. This U.S. Public Law 109364, Section 1076, is so set up that once you got a hold of it, they can't shake you loose from it. That's what the problem is for the Pentagon, for the White House. We can call inside there. Once they name our names, it's go. We don't have a choice, because we signed up to the Secretary of Defense under this public law. And so what we're doing is the total opposite. We're not waiting for a verdict. We're waiting to go in on orders. And the American public, we're gonna put down their revolution of these punks in the streets. They're running everybody off the land of America.
Okay, I've given you 5 minutes. I got to let you go, man. I got other callers on the line. But I appreciate your input.
Call that number at the Pentagon. Tell them you want us to go. That's what we're waiting for. We'll fix it so they'll get their land back in Oregon when we're done with this. That's how
good it is. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Fred in Michigan. You're on with Michael. Fred, how you doing?
Hey there, Michael. Mikey Rocky Boy Rivero likes to reference bankers as wars, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Wait, let me stop you. Before, I don't want you to get into a whole long diatribe tonight, Fred, on, you know, the Bolsheviks and all that good stuff, all right? So, were you listening to Michael Rivero's show today?
Yeah, I caught part of it. A guy called in.
I didn't hear it today, so I don't... All right, go ahead. Continue.
Anyway, a guy calls in. He's captivated by the revelation he picked up on General Wesley Clark's Commonwealth Club presentation. Rivero did not reference that. Rocky Boy, what he did reference and referred this caller to,
Who's Rocky? What?
That's Rivero. When I hear Rivero's voice, I'm hearing Rocky from Rocky and Bullwinkle. Okay.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Right? Okay, because I caught myself.
All right.
This guy, if I had an inkling of respect, it was jettisoned today.
From who? From Mike?
Rocky.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Rocky Boy referred this newbie caller to Democracy Now. All right? Now, you said, and I have a lot of respect for my fellow veteran friend, Robert, in Missouri. He does have some stellar intel data presentations, without a doubt. However, the most meticulously documented scholarly presentation that I've ever heard on RBN is Chris Hinckley, Road Warrior Radio. That would be 9 o'clock Arizona time for 2 hours every Monday through Friday. You want to hear the meticulous, intimate details on any of the subject matter regarding the deep state regime, as Bashar Assad has referenced it, and anything else relative to current events, that's the go-to broadcast, okay? Now, yes, all wars are bankers' wars, aren't they? Here's a famous historic figure.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me stop you for a minute. Because, you know, due to the fact that I have limited time and I have another contract obligation, it's difficult for me to even – I can't even listen to John half the time, and Rivero I can listen to once in a while. But Hinckley's on after me at night. Is that right?
No. He's morning time. No, it'd be 9 a.m. Arizona time for two hours.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. I'm sure. Continue.
This historic figure made this statement relative to what Rivero said. Thanks to the immensely terrible power of our international Talmudic banks, we Talmudic Jews have forced the Christians into wars without number. Wars have special value for us Talmudic Jews because Christians massacre each other and make more room for us Talmudic Jews. Wars are the Talmudic Jews' harvest. We Talmudic Jew bankers grow fat on Christian wars. Over 100 million Christians have been swept off the face of the earth by wars.
Didn't you just recite that to me the other day?
No, I did not.
You didn't? Well, somebody did. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
No, I did not.
Okay.
That was Grand Rabbi Simeon ben Ayuda.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, tell you what, Fred. I'm going to – if you got something you want to add, I'll hold you over. Otherwise, I got to go on. But, you know, I'll let you stick around if you got something else to say.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
Hold on. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. I've got Fred on the line. Before I go back to Fred, Fred, I want to ask you something. I have never listened to Chris, or is it, no, Robert, is it Chris Hinckley or Robert Hinckley? Chris Hinckley, okay. I've never listened to him simply because, as I said, this time of the year, it's very difficult for me to do with other things. But you had said something about him that you said he puts it very succinctly and he spells it all out. What specific topic are you talking about that he spells out so succinctly? What you're talking about right now?
Bashar al-Assad, the
deep state, you said.
Yeah, the deep state regime, the connection with deep state politics, in the District of Criminals, predominantly Project for New American Century, the Wolfowitz Doctrine. He mentioned Yunnan, some Israeli dude by the name of Yunnan in 1982, who initiated the Greater Israel Project, and that transitioned into the Wolfowitz Doctrine. And then okay.
Let me stop you there and ask you this, okay? Because you were citing to me the rabbi, whoever it was, talking about the Talmudic Jew and, you know, they destroy the Christians and all this stuff. I want to ask a question to you, all right? Are you trying to convince me that all Jews are bad?
No, it's like the Arabs, okay? The satanic Arabs, like the satanic Jews, and I'll bring it home. I'm going to hit a grand slam right now, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Have you ever heard of Public Law 102-14?
I don't think so.
Okay. George H.W. Satanic Scholar Bush is
okay, you're
the
breaking
raw...
up real bad now, buddy. What? Repeat that.
Okay, George H.W. Bush Can you hear me better?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. H.W. Satanic Skull and Bones Bush Laden, when it was president, and by the way, proclaimed to be of the royal house of Judah, of the family Plantagenet. So on 20 March 91, Shabbat Lubadicker Lubavitchers, at the behest and direction of Menachem Mendel Schmierson, who was the most recent Talmudic Shabbat Messiah. And by the way, Ivanka and Jared Kushner spent election night at Menachem Mendel Schmierson's tomb site in New York City. Apparently, they were attempting to, raise the spirit. Anyway, Education Day, 20 March, 91.
Fred, look, let me stop you again. And this is with all the greatest respect to you, because obviously you're very knowledgeable and you read a lot. But the thing is, every time you come on here, I wind up giving you 10, 12 minutes airtime, and you're pretty much spouting out the same thing, man. So, you know, I appreciate it.
Let me finish. Okay?
Go ahead.
Real
quick.
1 minute.
Go ahead.
Very good. So, Noahide laws is the essence of Public Law 102-14 Education Day. Noahide laws. The other night you were berating the Satanic Arabs for clitoral mutilation and, you know, beheading,
yes,
and all that. Well, guess what?
I'm belating anybody, okay? Doesn't just mean the Islamic regime. I'm talking about anybody that's into that. Go ahead.
The ultimate penalty, according to 102-14, Noahide laws, enacted by that Congress in March of 91, the ultimate law is beheading by decapitation, because according to Shabbat Lubadicker Lubavitcher Talmudic Jews, anyone who dares to worship any god other than Jabalon, Baphomet, Hasatan, Satan, Lucifer, such as Yahweh, Yahushua, the Christ, is guilty of idolatry and deserves to be beheaded.
Okay, so the premise of this is what? To try to convince me that Islam isn't the only one, that all Jews are bad Jews, that only some Muslims are bad? What's your point, man?
Okay, the point that I made the other night, remember, I said this guy, Sabbatai Zeeb, he had infiltrated way back when the Islamic hierarchy. Well, guess what? The parallels in Islam and Talmudic Judaism is astonishing. They're mirror images.
It's because,
man,
they're both satanic. I'm going to break your minutes up. Thanks a lot for the call, man, and I'll talk to you next time. We'll see you in three, folks. Be right back. Network.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Excuse me, Michael Herzog, your host. You know, I think I want to get out of the United States for a while and go to Ramsey in Canada. Ramsey, you're on with Michael. How you doing? Hello, Ramsey.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Good.
I just want to ask you something about the last caller. I think he was talking about the Jewish fundamentalism, because he was linking these Jewish, and he was saying that these Jews like Jared Kushner or all that, like they're all fundamentalists, and they have this belief system that's not Like in the same thinking as the typical American or Canadian, you know what I mean? So, and what he said, and I think the way where he was going with this, like these people are very influential, like Jared Kushner is the top advisor and all that, and this is like the deep state. I think that's what he was referring to. But the thing is, I didn't know where he was going with this when it comes to when he talked about the Islamic part. Was he talking about Islamic fundamentalism as well?
Well, I think, you know, the relationship really, and I agree with him to a degree, because let's put it this way. First of all, I don't think all Jews are bad. There are certain sects of Jews that don't even agree with Israel being a nation. So you can't just paint all of them with a brush, so just as you can't paint all of Muslims with the same brush. I'm sure there are Muslims out there who try to be good people and so forth, but there is also radical Islamic Muslims, and there are also, you know, what I guess what he was talking about as far as the, you know, Talmudic Jews, and they're using Christians, and it goes to the, you know, Mossad by way of deception, shall we make war? You know, there's Judaism is a religion. Zionism is a political entity, a movement, all right? And there's a difference there. There are a lot of Jews that don't believe in Zionism. They just go through, there's a lot of Jewish people out there that don't even know what the Jewish religion is. They don't practice the religion. They don't believe the way some of these really, you know, radical, Talmudic rabbis preach. So, again, you know, I'm not going to paint them all with the same brush. I really don't know what he's saying. What I was trying to get out of him, Ramsey, is that he's, is he trying to paint me as I hate all Jews? And I don't. I don't hate all Muslims, okay? I don't hate anybody, but if they come and try to step in my backyard and foist their stuff on me with some of their ludicrous, you know, teachings, then I've got a problem with it, okay? But until then... Go ahead.
You see, so I want to say something. I understand where you're coming from regarding that not all Jews are Zionists, and yeah, I agree. But what's the problem? Israel and the Zionists and the ADL and all these people, they speak in the name of all the Jews. That's the problem, Susie.
That's the problem. Like they speak in the name of all Jews. But let me say this, Ramsey. I have seen many demonstrations online, both online and in person, of Jewish people that are protesting this. Okay? That's why I say you can't paint them all with the same brush. You know?
Look, I agree with you, but see, look, the typical person who doesn't know anything is going to think and is going to assume that all the Jews are like that, because, see, sir, Israel is a Jewish state. So the typical person thinks that Israel is like the Vatican. It represents all Catholics. You see, you obviously know the history and you know the background and you've traveled and whatever, and you looked at all points of view. But, see, sir, the typical person thinks that all the Jews are like the Israel speaks in the name of all the Jewish people.
Well, no, I see what, Ramsey, let me stop you. I see what you're saying. And yes, the people that are swallowing the Kool-Aid of the mainstream media, that propaganda has been shoved down their throat for years. And a prime example I'll give you is the Holocaust itself has become more or less a religion. And, you know, you're an anti-Semite if you even talk against it. Well, first of all, I'm not an anti-Semite, but I am an investigator, and I've done an immense amount of research on the Holocaust and the preponderance of the evidence that it is more likely than not that they're full of beans. It didn't happen the way they said it happened, and nowhere near 6 million people died. Okay, does that make me an anti-Semite? No, I have friends that are Jewish. Okay, I'm not an anti-Semite. I don't hate them. I just don't believe their faulty evidence because I've seen enough and read enough to know that they've concocted this issue for their own political gain. So
yeah,
that's
where
I'm at.
That, yeah.
No, I don't know at all, but I know quite a bit because I've done. Gone down the rabbit hole on this. Anything else you want to add before I let you go? I got other callers on the line. I'll let you finish up.
Cesar, regarding the Holocaust, again, like just like you said, people think this was the correct. This is the main, most accurate historical narrative, but it's not. Like, people have a right to debate it. And the thing is, if you question it, they call you a Holocaust denier, you know. So,
right,
like you said.
It's a means of intimidation. But the thing is, I mean, I'll give you an example. You know, they put people in prison for speaking out against the Holocaust. But that's just a defense mechanism because they aren't able to overcome the evidence. It's just like these social justice warriors out on the street that won't sit down and debate with you. They'd rather spit in your face or kick you when you're not looking. Okay, because they don't have an argument. That's their defense mechanism. Anyway, with that, I got to run, Ramsey. I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate your points, but I've got callers on the line, so I got to go. Anyway, let's go to Wes in Idaho. How you doing, Wes?
Thank you, Michael Herzog. Here's a question about whether all Jews are bad or not. Do you know of the Sanem? Sanem?
Sanem?
You know that word? Word means?
What? Spell it.
S-A-Y-A-N.
You're talking about Sanem?
Yes. Say it.
Okay.
Sanem. Sanem.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah. What?
Oh, they are the Mossad's helpers. Any Jew that's
I know all about it. Larry Silverstein is a Sanem, okay? It goes back to the first scene of The Godfather, all right?
You may be asked at some point in time to do something. This day may never come, but if it is, you will carry it out. That's what a Sanem is, right?
Well, it's described by Victor Ostrovsky, who wrote War by Deception, that just about any Jew anywhere in the world is going to listen to the Mossad when they come knocking on the door and say, hey, we need some help. We've got this injured man, and he needs some medical help, but we don't want to take him to the hospital because that might expose him to the people that we don't want to know about this operation that needs to be done. And so a doctor might do something. It's really illegal just to help his fellow Jew. You don't understand that? That's where I'm trying to get
across.
You're
asking me if I don't understand that? I can tell you this. Human nature is such that, you know, you're saying all Jews. I'll guarantee you that there's probably at least 40%, if not more, of Jews that don't even know what Sanem means. So you say the Mossad knocks on the door of a Jewish guy and says, well, we need your help, blah, 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 blah. You know, no, I'm sorry. I'm not buying that all Jews will do it. I know what the word means, and I know that the people that do know what it means and the people that want to follow along with that may very well do it. I can tell you this. I wouldn't. If a Christian pastor knocked on my door and said, well, we need some help down here, blah, 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 it depends on the situation. If I don't like what I'm getting into, I would say, no, I'm sorry, go knock on the guy next door. And so would a lot of Jewish people. You know, so I'm sorry, I'm not buying that one, Wes. You're saying all Jewish people will do this. You don't know that. What's that?
More. A greater percentage. I'm trying to make you aware of.
I'm already aware of Sanem, Wes. You're not telling me anything I don't know.
Okay.
All right.
You didn't explain it right away. Next, Benjamin Franklin at the Constitutional Convention, him saying that he wanted to see it, that no Jews allowed in the United States citizenship. Are you aware of that one?
I've heard something to that effect, yes. I don't claim to know everything.
And
evidently, you may know more than me, Wes. I don't know.
Well, there's a really good website, What Famous Men Have Said About the Jews, and that includes statements by Henry Ford. He wrote
let me
a
ask
lot.
You, let me stop you, Wes. I'm going to ask you a question, all right? Are you, Wes, in Idaho, painting all Jews with the same brush? Yes or no?
I can't possibly paint 100% of them, but at the same time, even some of the best ones that I have listened to, there's always something, you know, they twist things somehow at the end. Even when they offer me a whole lot of good information, they have a different way of looking at the world than I do. One of the most prominent that I listen to thinks homosexuality is maybe a good thing. It's a way to control populations. What? That's not the way I, as a Christian, would ever look at that. He also agrees with evolution that I guess a tornado went through a junkyard and assembled a 747. We're all just here by chance. I don't accept that way
all
of
right.
looking
Wes,
at it.
Wes, let me say this. There is, I think there's a little bit over 8 billion people on the planet. We don't live in one world. You live in your world, I live in my world, and there's 8,100,000,000 people that all live in their own respective worlds. And you can't paint a brush and say everybody feels one way or another. That is a ludicrous statement to make. Okay? So what I do is I judge people on face value, body language, and if they're integral to me. I believe in reciprocity, and I don't care who you are, what color you are, what religion you are. Their faith is shown by the fruits that they bear. Okay? And I'm pretty good at sussing out somebody that's not being genuine or honest with me, because I'm pretty much a straight shooter. Anybody that knows me will tell you that. You know, and I don't suffer fools. And if somebody comes to me and tries to, you know, play me or patronize me or toot my horn, they're not long for my involvement with them. I pick my friends very carefully. But I'm just saying, I don't paint Jews or Christians or Muslims or anybody else with one brush. I don't do that. But if they're going to come over and get in my face and start trying to get me to practice a certain way, you know, and cut somebody's hands off for stealing or throw a gay guy off a bridge, I'm not going there. That's all I'm trying to say, you know.
Well,
so anyway, anything else you want to add before I let you go, Wes?
Well, I'll just finish, I guess. Jesus Christ's words in John 8:44 was to the Jews. He was saying they are of their father, the devil, and in the book of Revelation, synagogue of Satan. I mean, is that what we're supposed
I've read this.
To?
You know, your actions are speaking louder than your words, Wes, because what you're really telling me is, yes, you do. You don't like Jews. That's what you're telling me. And I don't care if that's, you know, you want to not like Jews. I don't care if you like Jews or not. I'm just talking about from my own world, the experience that I have had with different cultures and different religions and so forth from my old world, my own world. I can't say that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I don't agree with that. Okay. That's just my world and I'm sticking to it.
Their cultural, economic, political influence on the United States is way out of proportion and was never meant to be by the founding fathers.
Yes, I will agree with you. I totally agree with that.
Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, they all spoke against
the Jews. I'm getting a little bit tired of this subject, and I've given you a lot of airtime. I've got other callers. Time is running out, so I'm going to let you go tonight, Wes. Have a good night. Have a good night's sleep, and I'll talk to you again. Let's go to Joel in Wisconsin. Joel, you're on with Michael. Get rid of my headache for me, please.
Okay. I'm on your side. One of the things that these people that we label Jews you can't even define what one is. The definition of a Jew is so complicated. Are they, because you can be a converted Jew, or you can be original.
You can be an Orthodox Jew. You can be an Ashkenazi Jew. You can be. There's a number of different sects of Jews.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so I get. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can't even define what a Jew is, and they like it that way. You can't lump them all together because there is no such thing to lump. I have a niece that converted to, she called herself a Jew. She converted to a Jew. Now, is she really a Jew?
I don't know. Does she practice Judaism? I don't know.
Because I don't know either. I hardly know her.
Joel, is that, you know, I know people that are Jewish that don't even practice the religion. I dated a girl 5 or 6 years ago that was Jewish. She doesn't even practice the religion. Okay? She doesn't practice Hanukkah. She doesn't, you know, go to the holidays and all that stuff. But yet her mother was Jewish, so she is Jewish. You know, I don't hold that against her.
And like 95% of what is so-called labeled a Jew are converted way back. They came from Khazaria.
Yes.
I mean, so the people control the government of Israel are really, if you look back at their heritage and lineage, they're not even, didn't come from over there.
No, they're not even Semites. I know.
No, I know you do. I want to get that out over the air because...
I appreciate that, Joel, because, you know, I get these callers calling in, getting me flack, and I feel like, and I don't mean to go on a defensive, but I feel like they're trying to get me to say that Jews are responsible for all the world's problems, and I'm not going to do that. And I agree that, yes, we have a lot of, but I don't say necessarily that they're, you know, I don't know what kind of Jew they are. I know that they're Zionists. I know they're neocons. That I know, and that I don't like, you know?
Right. There's a certain sect of them that I don't like. I'm sure as heck not sticking up for them by any means, but I just know when people talk about Jews, they could, you know, five people talking about Jews could be thinking about five different things.
Well, okay. All I'm saying is that when somebody calls in here and they're trying to get me to paint them all with a brush, or they don't like Jews because they're Jews and Jews are responsible for the world's problems, I'm not going there. And neither will John. John had a Jewish guy working on his board for, you know, I don't even know how long. Nice guy. You know, he's the guy that introduced me to Craigslist years ago. He was Jewish. You know, John didn't have a problem with that. So I really don't get this whole thing about it's them Jews. No, it's not. It's a certain sect of they may be Jews. They're, you know, what's his name? Joe Biden. He's an admitted Zionist. He's not Jewish.
Right. You can be a Zionist without being a Jew, and you can be a Jew without being a Zionist. And I'm not sticking up for the Jews, and I sure as hell ain't sticking up for the Zionists.
Okay. Well, my headache just went away then.
It's good. Okay. Yeah, I was. I'm not out to get you yet.
I know. I'm waiting for the opportune. You're waiting for the opportune time. That's what it is. Yeah.
Well, I'm just giving you time. You know, you ain't been in there as long as Trump.
No, that's true.
Even though you used to be.
Well, as I've said before, I'm kind of a pinch hitter. You know, John will call on me to come out of retirement when he is up against it, or he's behind in the score or whatever, you know, so I come on and fill in. You know, we're interested. See, I listened to that call-in or that conference call last night with Sheriff Mack. You know, we're really watching to see what happens in this La Cavera trial. You know, we don't want to see him go to prison. And John's already said if La Cavera gets out of jail, he's got a spot back on this network. It may very well be this spot. I don't know. I don't care. You know, John might move me to another spot. He might say, okay, go back into retirement till the next guy quits. I don't know. You know?
Okay. One quick thing. There's a YouTube out there. If you look up Ehud Barak, it's E-H-U-D-B-A-R-A. Ehud, okay. Have you, when he was being interviewed by the BBC on 911, he predicted exactly what needed to be done, and by golly, the guy must have a crystal ball, because everything he said is pretty much happening. He said we have to have a war on terror. He named the countries that it was coming from, and, you know, that guy.
Well, he had the insider information, the same people that are making all these bucks off of the stock market. But Ehud Barak's a criminal, isn't he? Didn't he do some time, or was it the other guy? I don't know. There's a number of them that have been, you know, they've gone through the revolving door in prison, and he may be one of them. I don't know. But,
and,
you know,
within 1 hour of 911 happening, he was on the air. I mean,
no, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. I don't remember verbatim what he said, Joel, but I remember seeing him. There was a lot of these guys that were being paraded on there, you know, throwing out their Kool-Aid for the mainstream dumbed-down public to swallow, you know. And you know what?
Right.
I was one of them. I swallowed. I didn't wake up until Loose Change with Dylan Avery came out in about, 2004, I think? That's about the time. 2004, 2005, wherever that was. But that's when I woke up, you know.
Okay, can I mention another YouTube that you will find interesting?
I don't care, go
ahead. The very first half of it is excellent. The second half, they go into what they think happened, and I just never pay attention to people who think they know what happened. It's called Conclusive Evidence That the 911 Planes Were Not Real. Because it shows how it's impossible for what the official version says happened.
Somebody called into my show last week and asked me that very question, you know, and they asked me if I believe these planes went through the buildings, and I said no, because I'm a pilot. I've owned two airplanes, and airplanes are made out of aluminum. It would smash that thing like a tin can.
Right, and so the first half of this video demonstrates that. And then the second half, then they waste their time in the second half trying to predict what, or trying to tell you what happened. Whenever somebody thinks they know what happened, I think they're full of crap, because things like that, we're never going to know what happened. We don't even know who killed JFK yet. You know,
that's true.
That's been, and that happened right here and on this soil, and we still don't know who did that.
As
all we have
noticed,
to know is that.
Okay,
all we have to know is that,
as you notice, I try to put this stuff out here and get questions from the audience, because I'm not saying anything that I say is written in stone. You know,
right?
We're all looking for answers, don't you think?
But you can know what didn't happen without knowing what happened. Correct?
That's
you agree
true.
With that?
Yeah,
sure.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I've got that on my list of things to watch now. But I don't think that's the name of it. Conclusive evidence.
Yes, conclusive. It starts out with.
It's going to come up.
Yeah. Give me 1 second. I'm going to go get the piece of paper and I'll read it to you.
Okay.
Conclusive evidence.
Should I play my alarm music while we wait?
Nope. I just got to get back in the light. Conclusive evidence: the 911 planes were not real. Now, there's lots of videos out there, and you can't trust them all by any means. This one, you can just judge for yourself.
Okay. We'll do that. Okay, anything else you want to add before I let you go?
How about a partridge in a pear tree?
All right. Well, you got rid of my headache, man, so I appreciate that part, okay? All right, I'll let you go. We only got a couple minutes left. I wanted to, before I left you guys tonight, I wanted to let you know that I tuned into the archives with John's show when I had some time, and I listened to that Al Whitney. Is it Whitney? Is that her name? Al? I think it's Al Whitney. Yeah, she's on with Ingrid Castle, of whom, you know, I knew her husband, Don, used to write the Idaho Observer. And I didn't know she was, you know, co-hosting with Ingrid. But anyway, I listened to some of what she said, and I'm going to delve in. I've got her website right up here, and I'm going to delve in there and take a look around them, because I don't claim to know everything, folks. I'm learning just like you are, you know, so I can't be held to account on everything I say. I just throw it out there and say, okay, give me your input on it, and we discuss it, you know. But I don't claim to be an expert on everything. I just have got some experience in investigating, and some people say I'm pretty good at it. Some people say I suck at it, so I don't know. You know, it's up to you, the listener. We all live in a different world, folks. Anyway, that said, I was going to get into this thing that I may have enough time. Let's see. Catherine Austin Fitz says is there's a super class that has run into popular resistance on the ground in the resounding populist backlash of Trump's election in the U.S. and the Brexit movement in the U.K. Their plans for World War III and massive military contracts that would come as a result are just part of one last desperate attempt to save the central banking warfare model. And I agree with that. What their ultimate goal is: slavery, GMOs, transhumanism, chemtrails, Common Core education, and invasive surveillance as the new norm in a mechanized society run by the Davos/Bilderberg crowd, where the nation state and constitutional government issues became a distant thing of the past. The war machine and the superclass, the campaign of 2016 showed that the American public had decided that something had gone terribly wrong with the neo-libertarian of Obama Clinton. What is that? Okay. All right, hear the music. I'll just stop it. Say goodbye till tomorrow night, folks. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate being able to broadcast to you, and believe me, I appreciate you calling in with your thoughts. Talk to you tomorrow. Good night.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.